Oh, Lord. Good morning, good morning. Let me just go back. Dear Lord, we give you thanks for another day, beautiful day. We thank you. We magnify with you thanksgiving in our heart. We thank you for another beautiful day. We can't thank you enough. We praise and we love you and we adore you. Father, we can't understand that what's going on right now, we have no control but you do. There's no one need to worry. God bless us all. And we thank you. We thank you for the two magnificent women, Dr. P.K. Robson and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for the master's call. We pray for the speaker about the download of word in the telecommunications sanctuary, for we can go out and share this word today. We pray for the TMC prayer warriors and artist family and guests that join us this morning. I want to thank you for another blessing that stored upon us, and we love and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you and take it away.
Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning to you, and thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And we give God glory for you for saying that this is a day that we should be thankful in all things. And alongside of what you were saying, we definitely want to acknowledge all our veterans. Tomorrow being Armed Forces Day, we want to say thank you for serving our country and for serving for us. We give God glory for each and every one of our veterans. And I just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning to our TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And just to give you a little history about what our call is all about. Well, it started back in October 2010 by a wonderful, I'm telling you, victorious women of God that said yes to the Lord, and they are our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. They said yes to the Lord, and this call was started. And it's been going on every Monday through Friday since 2010. And we are so excited because the word that the Lord had given them for us to stand on is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we do have a website. That website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, where you will notice that all our messages have been archived there, so you can always get a rich word from the Lord. And then we have the bios of our speakers. Now, what I'm really excited about is our theme for the year, and I'm telling you, just get it in your spirit, man, in 2018, through me, supernatural, expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we encourage you to do so. You could be a greeter, as Minister Cynthia did so graciously, or you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may want to share a word from the Lord. We encourage you to come aboard with us, and you will definitely be blessed. And just to send the information, you could send it all to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. And as well, you can also send your praise reports, your prayer requests to info@themasterscall.net. Now, today being Friday, this is our day where we will take verbally your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. We definitely want to touch and agree with you as well as rejoice with you. Now, what brought us all together was this phenomenal company called Artist Life, and it started off as Artist International. That was established by our Diaz de Leon family. Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon was laid off of his job at the age of 50, and I'm telling you, God placed a nugget in his heart and spirit, and that is Artist Life. We are helping people around the country as well as around the world with their health. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure that they will gladly share more information with you. Now, we also have the New Morning Motivational Call, which gives you more vital information about our products and what they're doing to help people around the world. And to get on that call right after this call, every Monday through Friday, is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, I'm just going to get out of the way because we have this woman of God that's always been a blessing to us that's going to share a word with us, and I'll share more information and nuggets and announcements after she finishes. This woman of God is a woman of God who has had a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America. She has served and worked around the country. She is a blessing because she has gotten her degrees from Spelman College as well as Oral Roberts University. She has served nominated as Who's Who among American colleges and universities. She has served as a woman of God, accepting the call of God on her life, and she's served as a senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas, Texas. She also started her Gathering of the Eagles ministry that God had ordained within her. She is a caregiver. She is a mother of the eaglets, I should say. She is the co-founder of the Master's Call. She is a woman of God that says yes to the Lord, and when she does it with all of her heart, her mind, and her spirit. We love her dearly, and we thank God for her because she's definitely an inspiration, not only to us, but across the world, across the mass, among the masses. I introduce to some, present to others, our very own Mother Eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for that warm introduction. So love and appreciate you, Prayer General, Miss Mississippi Queen, our Prayer General Minister, Brenda Terrell, from Mississippi. And then I thank our Boogie Down Bronx. Good morning, Minister Cynthia, for greeting and seating all of us as we came on the line. We are just so blessed, and thank you for acknowledging tomorrow is All Service Day as we celebrate all those who gave their lives, that are giving their lives for the protection and the prosperity and growth of America. And that includes our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Always want to acknowledge her and her handsome husband, Brother Lester Patton. And we just are excited on this Friday, another big, big, big occasion, which is what I'm going to minister about this morning, is this coming Sunday. It is Pentecost Sunday. And so my message for today, which y'all pray with a sister that we get through all these notes today, is happy birthday, church. We are the church. So rise up, and cross over. Happy birthday, church. You and I, we are the church. So rise up, and cross over. Let me give for many the history of Pentecost, because unfortunately, all across the country and the world, many churches do not stop it, especially in evangelical circles, and don't celebrate
Pentecost Sunday, and it is one of the most pivotal events for the church. See, Pentecost, Penta, P-E-N-T in the Greek means 50, or Shavuot, S-H-A-V-U-O-T. It has many names in the Bible. Some call it the Feast of Weeks or the Feast of Harvest and the latter first fruits. Now, it is celebrated on the 50th day after Passover. We all celebrate Resurrection Day. We have our Passover meal. But Shavuot is traditionally a joyous time of giving thanks and presenting offerings for the new grain or the summer wheat harvest in Israel. And many of us know, remember 1948, that was a big celebration when they opened up the embassy because it's coinciding with 70 years even that Israel had become a nation. Now, the name Feast of Weeks was given because God commanded the Jews in Leviticus 23, that 23rd chapter of Leviticus 15th and 16th verse, to count 7 full weeks. We know 7 means the number of completion, or 49 days, and beginning on the second day of Passover, and then present offerings of new grain to the Lord as a lasting ordinance. Now, Shavuot was originally a festival for expressing thankfulness to the Lord for the blessing of the harvest. And because it occurred at the conclusion of the Passover, it acquired the name Latter First Fruits. Now, the celebration is also tied, again, to the giving of the Ten Commandments, and thus bears the name Matan Torah, M-A-T-I-N of Torah, T-O-R-A-H, or giving of the law. And Jews believe that it was exactly at this time that God gave the Torah to the people through Moses. And we know all about on Mount Sinai. Most of y'all have watched Ten Commandments and Charles Heston. So the time of the observance of Pentecost, again, is celebrated on the 50th day after Passover, or the 6th day of the Hebrew month of Sivan. That's spelled S-I-V-A-N, which is either in May or June. And, of course, this year, Pentecost Sunday is May 20th, 2018. Now, our text is coming out of, we know in Acts 1, just before the resurrected Jesus is taken up into the heaven, he tells the disciples about the Father's promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit, which will soon be given to them in the form of a powerful baptism. He tells them to wait in Jerusalem until they receive this gift of the Holy Spirit, which will empower them to go out into the world and be his witnesses. Remember, I've been using the backdrop of Mark 16, that 15th through 20th verse. Then a few days later, on the day of Pentecost, we know the disciples are all together with the sound of a mighty rushing wind and what a accord, and it comes down from heaven with tongues of fire resting on them. And the Bible says all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. The crowds observed this event and heard them speaking in different languages. They were amazed and thought the disciples were drunk on wine. Then Peter got up and preached the good news of the kingdom, and 3,000 people accepted the message of Christ. That same day, they were baptized and added to the family of God. So it is so important that we understand that the Feast of Pentecost, or Pentecost, the Feast of Weeks, is again, happens 50 days after Passover. And it's considered the second most important of all the ancient Jewish celebrations. So we, the Western Civilization Church, need to embrace this holiday. And one of the three occasions on which all males were required to appear before the Lord at the temple. Now, this joyous festival marked the end of the grain harvest, and it was also a reaffirmation of Yahweh's covenant with his people. For the successful harvest proved that he had taken care to sustain them through the previous year. So for Christians, Pentecost celebrates the miracle of the birth of the church, a dramatic affirmation that God's plan of redemption applies to all of the world's people, not the Jews alone. The gift of the Holy Spirit, that day was considered to be the dawn of a new age in which you and I as believers then and now were enjoined to become missionaries, the ministers in the marketplace, until the gospel message is heard to the end of the earth. So today, the spirit of Pentecost should be seen in our lives each and every day. We receive that dunamis power, which is a word now in Greek, that's dynamite, and the exousia, which is the authority we have. Now it should be an illumination. We talked yesterday about the illumination and manifestation of that power in our lives today. Now, if we do not see it, then we must ask ourselves why. If we can celebrate Christmas and Resurrection Sunday, which, yes, are important, and embrace the truth of these seasons, why have we not demanded of ourselves the same fruit in our lives from this feast? Oh, we're talking this morning saying, happy birthday, church. But we're pointing to ourselves and reminding ourselves we are the church. So we must rise up, and cross over. And our main text, go back and read it if you've not ever read this before, Acts 2, 1 through 13, and then again picking it up in 37 through 42. See, this morning, let's decide to be prepared to daily celebrate the birthday of the church. Let us all say, I am the church of Jesus Christ. Come on, prophesy, say it. I am the church of Jesus Christ. Just like we've been saying and having the saying being amplified even in our back office, and we repeat it on our calls, and I am artist. An appointment with artists will change your life. An appointment with the Holy Ghost should change ours today as we celebrate and enter this weekend into Pentecost Sunday all over the world. Let us get in our spirits. Let us get this saturated deep down in our hearts. I am the church of Jesus Christ. Just like a physical building, it is individuals. It's not just the physical building. And when you see one, we, your temple, your holy vessel, the house that holds the Holy Ghost inside of you, makes up the church. See, the Bible is just another book until we allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate in our hearts, our spirits, and our understanding our role in the kingdom. So let's say it again. I am the church of Jesus Christ. So how does that look in our everyday lives, you may ask? Say, Dr. V, what does it look like? Glad you asked. How do we walk out being the church each day? How do we correctly, effectively be the church on its birthday? And each and every day, you know, our co-founder, Dr. PK, you know, she doesn't believe her mother just had her on one day. She loves to celebrate the whole month. Well, I'm challenging each and every one of us as believers of Christ that every day, and also old saints say, every day, we need to let people see our light so shine. And especially since the guest of honor, the Holy Spirit, should be our guide. I call it our holy GPS every day. Let's say it again. I am the church of Jesus Christ. Let's look again at our text that we've discussed before with embracing godly success and had more meat on the bone as we've been talking about Mark 16, that 15th through 20th verse. That's why I know the download came in my spirit for our theme in 2018 through me. See, I'm making us each prophesy over ourselves in 2018 through me. If we each individually do what we're supposed to do, then corporately we'll see God show up and show out in 2018 through me. Supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is, means present, means active, is being fulfilled and seen. Encouraging you to also go and read Joshua 1, 5 through 11, where he talks about meditating on the day, on the word day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then after you've meditated, then after we've done our part, we'll be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So this Sunday, May 20th, will be Pentecost Sunday. And again, it's one of the most ancient feasts of the church. It's celebrated early enough to be mentioned in the Acts of the Apostle in chapter 20 at verse 16. And we talked about that verse in Acts 2. So I'm challenging you. That's why Pentecost is often called the birthday of the church. On this day, with the descent of the Holy Spirit, Christ's mission is completed. And the new covenant that you and I are walking in is inaugurated. It's interesting to note that St. Peter, the first pope, was already the leader and the spokesman for the apostles on Pentecost Sunday. Happy birthday, church. We are the church. So wise up. Rise up and cross over. What does that break down? Well, first we have to wise up. God dropped in my spirit wise. You know, I love acronyms. Wanting insight. Strategies emerge. See, when we are wanting insight, strategies emerge. Or wanting intellect, secrets erupt. Oh, I was having fun with this. We all should be hungry for wisdom. We all should strive for the wisdom in all of our dealings. And we know Proverbs 4, or go back and read verses 1 through 11 in that book of wisdom, Proverbs 4, 1 through 11. But when we look especially at verse 7, in all thy getting, let's get some good godly understanding. See, decide today as we celebrate the role of the Holy Spirit, as we embrace the truth that I am the church, you and I each individually. We are the church, and Jehovah Rohi, R-O-P-H-E, Jehovah Rohi, the great shepherd, the Holy Ghost, GPS, will lead and guide us in all truth. But first, we must choose to wise up and learn the right lessons from our experiences in life. But first, we must embrace the truth. Oh, come on, when the enemy is using vessels and even sincere folks who talk more fake news than the fruit of God's truth, your discernment, the Jehovah Rohi, has to want to embrace the truth and let the past be the past. Like God told Joshua, Moses is dead. Learn from the past. Now let's move forward and wise up. Oh, we're talking this morning. Happy birthday, church. We are the church. So wise up. Rise up and cross over. See, when you have that Pentecost Holy Ghost fire in you, the fire is used of Yahweh's glory in Daniel 7:9. It's the fire is used of his holiness in Isaiah 33:14. The fire of God is used on his word in power in Jeremiah 5:14. And we're talking this morning about the fire of God of the Holy Spirit in Acts 2:3. Well, secondly, see, through the fire of the Pentecost fire, God is bringing us from falsehood to truth, which secondly makes us rise up. Well, even truth must be told with the right motives and intentions, because even the devil quoted scriptures, but his motives were clearly not pure. But when the motives are not pure with the truth, it becomes propaganda. Oh, that'll preach right there. Let me say that again. For when the motives are not pure with the truth, it then becomes propaganda. It is a truth, but it is not the truth. See, let me give you an example. With healing, it may be true that you have cancer. That is a truth. Oh, but the truth, the truth, is by his stripes, you are healed. See, be careful of spiritual mischief and spiritual witchcraft. Always example and always examine, the motives. Always ask God to reveal the heart of people, and he will show you. The Lord knows he'll show you. See, this is a season where deception is high, but the fire of God will burn the hay and the stubble, and the truth shall come forth like pure gold. Remember, Never get confused with demonic attacks versus heavenly contradictions. Oh, let me say that one again. Never get confused with demonic attacks versus heavenly contradictions and heavenly contractions, I should say. Let me say that again. Never get confused with demonic attacks versus heavenly contractions, like a mother giving birth. You'll have some contractions. Know when it's a contraction because a good thing's about to be birthed versus a demonic attack when the deception is trying to be planted. Push, pray until something happens. Endure your heavenly contraction. See, on the birthday, you're giving birth to the church. Let's get our passion back. Just like the saints of the old in the upper room, God set them on fire to go out and turn the world upside down for Jesus. And let me just have one more minute and I'll wrap this up. Lastly, as we cross over, it's time to come into the manifestation of all of God's promises. Again, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. In other words, I'm crossing over. See, today is your day. This truly is our season. We must decree and declare that we've crossed over. See yourself like the children of Israel who have crossed over the Red Sea, headed into the promised land. So I say to you today, happy birthday, church. We are the church. It's Pentecost Sunday coming up. So wise up, rise up, and cross over in Jesus' name. Back to you, host.
Well, let the church say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am the church of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for that profound on-time message this morning. I definitely will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Church, let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, gracious Father, Holy Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for this wonderful day that you have made. We certainly, we definitely, we will always rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for another profound message this morning, Lord, that you downloaded into our sister this morning, Father, and just geared it within our hearts, O God, to realize who we are in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God that has encouraged us to rise up, and cross over. We thank you for your word, that Lord, that has you have placed within her and then have placed within our hearts, O God, that we will not just be hearers of your word, but we'll be doers of your word. We thank you, Father, for blessing her going out, her coming in, everything her hands touch and where her feet tread. We thank you for blessing her mother, Lord God. Keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. We give your name glory and honor, O God, for all those that are going through trying times with their health. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Lord, because you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you, Father God, for those that are going through trying times, Lord God, with bereavement, Father God. Heal their hearts. Mend their broken hearts, Lord God. Keep them in peace, Father God. Put your arms around them. You know who they are and you know what they need. And we thank you, Father God, in advance for doing the work. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by your precious Holy Spirit. And each individual on this call, Lord God, we thank you for carrying them through this weekend, Father God. Keep them, Lord God, in a perfect way, Father God, that they will adhere to your word and be directed by your spirit. We glorify you, Father, for doing the work according to your will and according to your way. Lord, have your way in our place, in our minds, in our spirit, man. And we give your name praise and glory for all that you do in this day and in this hour. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, you've got to share this message with somebody this weekend. It's a profound message where we can rise up, and cross over. That replay number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957 677#. And also the new motivational call is up next, and it's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. But we encourage you to stay on board with us as we pray with you and with your prayer requests, as well as rejoice with you with your praise reports. And just hang on with us this morning. We give God glory for each and every one of you. Also, I want to administer to the point that we will have our Artist Life event July 6th and 7th in Houston, Texas. So set your calendars, get ready to go to that regional event with Artists July 6th and 7th. Well, we thank each and every one of you for joining us, and it's been a pleasure for hosting you, and thank you, Minister Cynthia, for greeting and seating everyone this morning. Thank you again, Dr. Vanessa, for that profound message. I'm telling you, I'm on fire. I can't hardly talk, but I tell you, God is so faithful, and he is so good, because we are the Church of Jesus Christ. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction and carry it on. Thank you.
Thank you, Prayer General. Intelligent Holy Spirit, on this faithful, fruitful Friday, oh, as we reverence and realize we are your church. We are your living epistle. We celebrate this upcoming Pentecost weekend. We thank you for what you did in that upper room over 2,000 years ago, and the fire of the Holy Ghost, let it be stirred up, fired up, as we cross over into strategic opportunities, blessings, favor of God as we leave this call, but not your presence. Alert us even in a higher degree of sensitivity to your word and your will. So we thank you for every listener on the line. Bless them this weekend and all their endeavors. Be with them in their travels and their going in and their coming out. And everywhere you order these ministers in the marketplace to go, we will on this Pentecost weekend and every other weekend and a day to follow, celebrate you, glorify you, and magnify your name. That is the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And now for the second part of our service, I turn it over to our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, now in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Good morning. Are you there on the call for part two? All right, let me unmute you. All right, you're unmuted.
All right, good morning, here I am. Glory to God. I don't like you do, girl. You are awesome, awesome, awesome. I do give God the glory this morning, for he is so deserving. And, ooh, I am just like my own Mississippi queen. I can't hardly talk. I'm so excited about this message this morning. Rise up. Rise up and cross on over. Glory to God. Why? Because we are the Church of our living Jesus Christ. Oh, man, I am happy down to my sanctified toes right now. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa, for that wonderful, wonderful message. It stirred my spirit this morning. I'm feeling good, you all. I thank God for this TMC family. Again, good morning to each and every one of you. As we are preparing to go into our second part of our service today, we always on Friday open the call so that we can receive praise of reports, but more specifically prayer requests that we will pray over during the week. At the end of each of our calls, our host will come and pray over the prayer requests that have been given to us during the week. And you all, I am here to tell you, I have seen the revelation of God answering prayer as a result of these powerful prayer warriors coming together, uniting together. Now, for you to come into the queue so that you can let me see. Okay, Kieran says that All righty, you all. I'm working this board and I'm learning it. And so I'm asking for you to just star six, come into the queue, and give us your praise report, give us your prayer request, and together we are going in praying and fasting and believing God to speak to us. I see that we have our own Mississippi Queen is open. You have a praise report, a prayer request, Minister Brenda.
Yes, yes. Good morning. Good morning again. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. I am asking a special request in on behalf of my cousin Tanya Durden in New Orleans. And she, in the past, just within a few years, had her brother went home to be with the Lord, then her dad, then her her mom, and then her niece and her grandmother. And so now she, her aunt has went home to be with the Lord. And she says, Lord, I'm just trusting you. I don't understand it all. So I'm asking special prayer for her, Tanya Durden. Thank you so much. And love and appreciate each and every one of you. God bless you.
Wow. And this is your cousin, Minister Brenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I tell you one thing, as you were talking, I just said, boy, that deaf angel is riding down through that family. Good gosh, we would definitely lift Tanya up in prayer. That's a lot of loss right there, major and close loss. So we would definitely lift her up in prayer, understanding that God knows all things and that it's nothing too hard for God to do. The queue is open. Just star six and bring yourselves in for a prayer request or praise report. I'm here to tell you that God is doing some powerful things for us. As Minister Coxon, we thank you this morning for greeting and seating us, and you just reminding us of how important it is to be thankful. And as we were looking out the window this morning, it is still raining here in North Carolina. We've been in the throes of thunderstorms all week long, all week. Every day we have had some kind of a thunderstorm activity here. And I just say, but in all things, God, we are to give you thanks, because we look not at what is right around us, but we look to your word, and your word says that your eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. You know all things, Lord. So at this time, there are any other praise reports or prayer requests that you would like to come in the queue, just star six, come in, and we would take your praise report or your prayer request. Bless the name of Jesus. You all know I'm one to move right on. People say that I'm a little too fast sometimes, but I believe that we are to complete our mission and move on to the next mission. Pastor Vanessa is really multitasking this morning because Miss Joseph's caretaker didn't show up, so she's having to do all of that in addition to, she preached this morning, and now she's overworking the board on MMC as she prepares breakfast for Mother as well. And so we are definitely going to pray for our own Pastor Vanessa as she continues to do what she does, and that is take care of business. She knows exactly how to do that. We also would like to pray this morning. I have someone down here that's called, let's see, I'm unmuting 0222 so that you can give us your prayer request and praise report.
Good morning. This is Ashley. I'm actually calling, sitting at my desk at work.
I know you are. I'm seeing blue calls, Ashley. I'm seeing this. So I'm whispering on my side, and I don't have to whisper, but come on, girl. Tell me what you want us to do this morning.
Look, I just had to urge myself. The Spirit was telling me for the past couple of weeks, the 20th, I kept seeing the 20th, the 20th. Had no idea what the 20th was referencing, but lo and behold, this was confirmation today. So, Pastor Vanessa, I do thank you for being obedient to what the Spirit did give you. I'm actually jumping in for two things. Right now at work, I'm sitting here, and there's another coworker of mine, or actually several. We're wearing masks. I know there's a bad infection going around in the office. Not sure exactly what it is, but just asking for prayer on that, definitely. Again, we don't know what it is, but more than, I want to say, a handful of people are being affected by it. Also, the second request, back to the 20th, whatever it is that's supposed to be received on my end this coming Sunday, I want it. I definitely want it. So those two prayer requests. Again, that infection that is going around, I do know that we're healed by Jesus' stripes. I just want the Holy Ghost to definitely spread throughout the office to go ahead and clear the atmosphere. And again, that second request, confirming what is coming up on the 20th, I want it this go around. I don't want to pass it.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are definitely praying for both of those. And I was wondering about this blue cross that comes on every morning. Thank you for your faithfulness and for you getting it. But I know when you're in that workplace how much you really need to hear from the Lord. And I am so glad that we are here for you and so thankful that you push. Sometimes you get on a little late, but you still get whatever you can get. And I say to people, get in where you can fit in. But I just say for you to really, really, really be mindful, not only just beginning right now, be mindful, listening very closely to what the Lord is giving you leading up to the 20th. Because it is something profound that God has for you, and it's going to be in a way that you never expected it. So I'm so excited for you because I'm waiting to hear the testimony on what this weekend is going to look like for you. It's going to be absolutely awesome, so I thank God for that.
Amen.
So you have a great day, super fantastic day in the Lord, my dear Ashley. God bless you. Anybody else? If not, you guys, I'm going to close up this queue, and we are going to go right into our prayer for today. Tiffany, I see that you are still on. Do you have a song for us today? Anybody else before I close up? Because Mother Oliver, you are so faithful in spite of you pressing to get on this morning. You got on a little late, but we are so glad to see that you are here with us. We absolutely love and appreciate you so much. With that being said, you all, I just want you all to continue to pray for artists as we are preparing for these regionals, and especially for the regional there in Houston that is coming up in July. Pray for those who are preparing. If you have somehow fallen off the wagon getting ready to go to the Riviera, know that you can still get back on board. You all know how I feel about falling off. If you fall off, you don't have to wallow because you're off. You can get back up. So we are praying for the regionals, and we are also praying for those who are preparing to go to the Riviera. And Tiffany keeps saying to me, we want you to be there. We want you to be there. And I'm saying, oh, God, that's September, and I have three major things in September already. And I'm really, really, really working to see how Babe and I can make that work for us to be there. But you all, it's going to be absolutely super fantastic work to get there for that trip. All right. With that being said, I'm through talking, and we are going to go on and close the queue. Nobody else is coming. And we are going to get ready to go into prayer. Okay? Oh, holy God, our righteous and omnipotent God. Hallelujah. You are all powerful, God. We thank you so very much that we belong to you. We thank you, God, that you love us so much that you call us your children. We thank you that you are our Father. We thank you today that as we come to you with the prayers and concerns on our hearts, that you already know that it is for us to join together, touching and agreeing and believing you for answers in our prayer lives. It is for us to come together as we are touching you and agreeing and believing for us to grow up in you, seeing you perform miracles in our lives. We thank you, God, that as we come to you, we stand on your word as saying that there's nothing too hard for you to do. As Jeremiah asked the question, is there anything too hard for you? Hallelujah. We resoundingly said that there is nothing too hard for you to do. That little virus that is there in the workplace at Blue Cross, it's nothing too hard for you to do. It's nothing too hard for you to clean up. Hallelujah. We decree and declare healing in that place. We speak it now. Hallelujah. We speak it together. Together we speak healing all around Ashley. Hallelujah. It may come now, her, but it won't touch her in Jesus' name. We decree and declare right now her righteousness in you as she walks among and amidst whatever that is right there in her workplace. And we decree, Lord, healing for her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that you are fortifying her now as only you can in Jesus' name, that her co-workers are delivered and set free, that they see the Jesus in her and see the light in her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name today because we thank you and we give you glory that you are moving in a magnificent way in her life right now, that you are revealing to her all that you would have her to do in this particular season of her life. We thank you, God, that you are making it plain. Drop the scales from her eyes and stop her ears so that she can hear and see your move in her life for this week, this Pentecostal weekend. Glory to God. We've celebrated so many other days. Now, God, we are celebrating the fact that we are your church in the midst of this world of darkness. We are your church. God, we thank you, and we just praise you this morning for Miss Tanya Durden. We come and stand by her. We stand with her as she goes through yet another season of grief. Lord, have mercy upon her, God, as only you can. Only you can fortify her. Only you can give her what she needs to stand. Only you can come and replace that sorrow with joy. Only you can lift her bowed down head. Only you can dry up her tears. Come, Lord, and work a miracle in her life right now. I thank you, and I just praise you, God, for what you are doing in Jesus' holy name. We pray right now for our own Pastor Vanessa, who steps up to the plate and represents you so well. But God, not only does she do it here on TMC, she's over with the artist family in MMC. And then she's there at the house with Mother Josie. God, we ask that you build up. Oh, God, have mercy up on our Lord Jesus. We know that she gets tired, and sometimes she feels sick in her body. But, God, I thank you that you are God who fortifies her and that you keep her, you rock her steady in Jesus' name. God, I thank you, God, for opening up your windows and pouring her out blessings that she has not room enough to receive. Have mercy upon her today is our prayer in Jesus' name. And as she's over there with the artist family, give them to know, God, that them supporting each other, supporting the regional, supporting the Riviera trip, supporting, just coming together, supporting the artist family is your call upon their lives today. Help us, dear God, we pray, as we go forth in your name, as we are calling upon your name. We need you, Lord. There is none other like you. Bless all who have called in and ask that the TMC family pray for them. You know who they are, God. So you bless in Jesus' name. Lord, have mercy upon us right now is our prayer. Help us, God, to be the church that you are calling for in these last and evil days. A church without spot or wrinkle, that's what you're calling for. Not that we are perfect, Lord, but we are seeking to be right. We want to do the right thing. We want to be people with integrity. We want to stand and represent you well. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to ask our own minister, Tiffany, to sing us up out of here as we all go out and have a super fantastic day. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, I need a song from you right now.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom. Dumb power and love, our God is an awesome God. Our Lord. God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. Go out and have a super fantastic day. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. I love and appreciate all of you. Bye-bye.